Today is March 22nd, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Hotel opens May 1st, final decision. The Emerson Hotel will formally open on May 1st, following an all-day celebration of its completion on April 30th, the day when the Greater Hoquiam edition of the Washingtonian will make its appearance. Plans for the opening date were announced at a stockholders meeting in a community hall last night by Thorpe Babcock, president of the Community Hotel Corporation, in his report to the stockholders, and manager J.A. Harding, who will be in charge of the operation. The hotel is to be open to the public for inspection at 8 o'clock in the morning of April 30th, and will be open all day to give stockholders and the general public an opportunity to view the entire building in the light of day. From 8 until 9 o'clock in the evening, a general reception will be held, and from 9 to 12 o'clock, dancing will be enjoyed. Music and all other entertainment will be furnished at no expense to those taking part in the celebration of the event, and it was said it will prove a monumental landmark in the city's growth. Every one of the nearly 600 stockholders will receive a written invitation to attend the opening, and the general public will be cordially invited by other means. In other news, outdoor shooting at targets fails to get attention. Although a lively interest was shown all winter in the indoor rifle range at Community Service Hall, made possible the use of rifles and ammunition supplied free by the government, the Hoquiam Rod and Gun Club has been unable to develop interest in outdoor shooting and is to ship a quantity of outdoor targets and target carriers, 6,000 rounds of regulation Springfield Army rifle ammunition, and some other equipment back to the government, it was announced by Secretary F.W. Mathias yesterday. The club will keep the indoor rifles and expects to make the indoor range a permanent institution, as the government will supply additional ammunition or rifles when needed. Efforts may be made to secure an outdoor range close to town during the summer, as the club range at New London has been too far away to receive much usage. In other news, Captain Peasley's home is damaged. Fire, believed to have been caused by an overheated stove, did several hundred dollars damage to the home of Captain R.E. Peasley at 323 East 2nd Street tonight. Captain Peasley is master of the schooner Vigilant. The roof of the residence and two rooms on the upper floor of the dwelling were partially destroyed. Fire Headquarters Company answered an alarm at 9:28 o'clock, and when they arrived, the house was ablaze. Under the direction of Fire Chief William Tamblyn, the flames were soon abated. Water and chemicals spread by the firefighters did considerable damage to the furniture in the house. The loss was partially covered by insurance. And finally, yeggs surprised safe-cracking. Two armed yeggs who were foiled in an attempt to blow a safe in Royal Cigar Store at Heron and F Streets at an early hour this morning were still at large tonight. Just as they had drilled a hole in the strong box and soaped it for a charge of explosives, Cap Hogan, janitor, came into the cigar store. Hogan was forced to face the wall, and the bandits, after warning him not to make a noise, rushed out of the rear door of the establishment and made their getaway in a large touring car. Detective Captain O'Brien, who was heading the search for the yeggs, said tonight he believed they are experienced cracksmen. A chisel and hammer, which had been used in making an insertion for the explosives, were left behind and are in the hands of the police. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 22, 1924. With our winter closure now nearing its completion, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at PulseyMuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at PulseyMuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.